And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of June, 2014. It's the anniversary of the first exhibition of Picasso's work in Paris, 1901. The summer of 1901 also marked the beginning of his blue period, which lasted for 3 years. His painting, The Old Guitarist, an example of his work then. It's the birthday of novelist Anita Desai, born in Mussoorie, India, 1937. Her mother was German, her father Bengali. She said, "I'm sure this is what makes my writing, whatever it is. I see India through the eyes of my mother as an outsider, but my feelings are my father's of someone born here." She grew up speaking German at home, Hindi with her friends, learned Bengali from her father, listened to Urdu poetry in the street. But she first learned to read and write in school and in English. She said, "I think it had a tremendous effect that the first thing you saw written and the first thing you ever read was English. It seemed to me the language of books. I just went on writing it because I always wanted to belong to this world of books." Anita Desai's most recent book, The Artist of Disappearance, is a collection of short stories. It's the birthday of Pete Hamill, born in Brooklyn, 1935, son of Irish immigrants, oldest of seven kids, dropped out of high school, joined the Navy, was hired by the New York Post as a reporter. He worked the night shift starting at 1 o'clock in the morning at a time when the Post was located on West Street near the waterfront. Newspaper didn't want to spend money on air conditioning, so the reporters worked with the windows open, and all night long they typed and they slapped at insects coming in from the United Fruit Company pier across the street. When he was first hired at the Post, his editor told him, "If you want it to be true, it probably isn't." Later he was promoted to writing a column. Pete Hamill said about his column, "I wanted it to be about common people, good, decent, hardworking, forgotten people in New York City." He said, "We came from a tradition where we were paid to have opinions, but the opinions were based on the reporting. We had been there, whether it was Vietnam or Northern Ireland or the wrong part of town. Now, to me, there's too many columns that are just based on reading the Washington Post that morning and not going anywhere." Pete Hamill in 1967 took a break from reporting to start writing a novel. A year later, he was with his friend Bobby Kennedy when Kennedy was shot and killed in Los Angeles. Pete Hamill helped to tackle the gunman. He was so depressed afterward that he wandered around New York, unable to write anything. One day he was telling his friend Paul O'Dwyer about his writer's block, and O'Dwyer said, "You're not important enough to have writer's block." And Hamill laughed and went back to writing. His first novel, a thriller called Killing for Christ. Later books include The Gift, Snow in August, Tabloid City, and a memoir, A Drinking Life. And it was on this day in 1947 the first UFO sighting occurred. A pilot, Kenneth Arnold, flying over the Cascade Mountains, saw a series of objects, silvery, shiny, seemed to be shaped like a pie plate, and so they came to be called flying saucers. Here's a poem for today by Tess Gallagher, Irish Weather. Rain squalls cast sideways, the droplets visible like wheat grains sprayed from the combine, as suddenly sunshine. If a person behaved this way, we'd call them neurotic. Given weather, we gust and plunder with only small comment. It's raining. Sun's out. Irish Weather. Tess Gallagher from her collection Dear Ghosts, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.